Skinner was convicted of killing his live-in girlfriend and her two adult children on New Year's Eve 1993. But Skinner has insisted he's innocent and the DNA would clear him of the crimes. The DNA was not tested during his murder trial, and Skinner has been fighting the Texas courts to get access to the evidence for testing. In 2010, Skinner was an hour away from execution when the Supreme Court intervened. But in an advisory filed on Wednesday, state lawyers said the DNA testing is confirming that Skinner is the killer. However, the DNA testing is not complete, but the state says it sees no reason to continue the test given these results. Rob Owen, one of the attorneys working with Skinner, released a statement saying, "We find it troubling that the Attorney General's office has seen fit to release partial results of the DNA testing." Skinner had testified that he suffered a deep cut to his hand that night of the murders and bled at the crime scene. Owen continues that all parties must do everything in their power to make sure Texas does not make an irreversible mistake. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.